This is the Be Memorable podcast. My name's Ty Erickson. I'll be your host. We'll be talking to the best of the best on how to be different, be unique, stand out from the crowd, and overall be memorable. In this episode, I speak with Aaron Ogden, adventurer and business person, on how he uses adventure to help people get out of their comfort zone, get better at business, and build teams. Let's get him on. Aaron, welcome to the Be Memorable podcast. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we've got some exciting and adventurous, no pun intended, stuff to talk about today. If you will, just take a quick minute and just tell everybody what it is that you do.
Okay. I'm going to kind of give you just a little brief history on myself because that kind of ties into what I do. Cool. Yeah, no, that'd be great. So I'm born and reared in the Salt Lake City area, and I was raised in a family that was really active in the outdoors. And so I thought I was going to be a health professional. I thought I was going to be a doctor and kind of pursued that whole route until I got to chemistry. And then when I got to chemistry, I realized, okay, the medical profession's not for me. So then I started, then I looked at health and fitness and I became a personal trainer, and I've been a personal trainer for 22 years. But I have a kind of a different training style. A lot of people think that training is about what, you know, nowadays, maybe that's not true. But when I first started, it was really about weight loss and bodybuilding, but nowadays you have a lot of different styles of training, which is great. But my specialty is I use adventure and kind of defining moments as this way to motivate people to construct healthier habits. And so I take fitness, mental health, time management, culture, team building, which I kind of lump into a word called self-care, and I use adventure as a way to establish healthier lifestyles. So like a fun story is I have a client, his name was Craig. He came to me and he said, hey, I want to lose 30 pounds. And I said, well, we're going to go on a backcountry ski adventure. He's like, no, I just want to go and I want to lose 30 pounds. Like, it's easy to lose weight. It really is, right? I mean, you can starve yourself to going on any fad diets, but the hard part is really establishing a lifestyle that says, hey, I can maintain the weight. So what we did with Craig is we prepared him, and he was a great skier, but had never done any backcountry skiing.
Yeah.
So we prepared him for a 3-day backcountry ski trip up in Idaho. And that was awesome. 2-year process.
Wow.
And so kind of to answer your question, what I do is I try to help improve people's lives through adventure.
Love it. That is impactful, just because I think we can all kind of relate to memorable experiences in our life, whether it was, well, probably more so challenging, but something that's some type of adventure that takes us completely out of the box. And I'm sure you'll talk a little bit more about that. What was it? I mean, obviously you grew up in a outdoors family, but my next question kind of goes around, why is it important that people experience adventure? Like, why adventure, and why do you do it that way?
Yeah, you know, that's a hard one to answer, I think, for everybody, because adventure can be intimidating. Adventure is this word that when I talk about adventure, they'll go, oh man, he's extreme. Yeah, I don't want to do anything with that guy. And so adventure is something that I think you have to define personally, but as a general definition, however you define adventure, what I love about adventure, it's this organic experiential learning environment to discover yourself.
Oh, yeah.
So adventure for me is this place that's challenging, right? It's in the wilderness. It's outdoors. And it creates this physical and emotional conflict that I'm having to problem solve. I'm having to assess this situation. It's things that create adrenaline and, you know, all these fun dopamines and all the cocktails that come from, you know, having a good time.
Yep.
But then at the other side of adventure is it's spiritual. I mean, you talk to people that really get into outdoors and having this outdoor connection. Man, I've had some wonderful higher power connections, I love it. And then it's a refuge. Like I just actually posted a video a little while ago talking about the 2 years of how the desert has been this refuge for me during COVID. Mm. And it's been something for me that I can't explain it. I was drawn to go down there, and it was a safe place for me and my family. And I had this wonderful journey and experience during COVID down in the desert. And then I also love it's something where when you go on adventures, you're typically not going by yourself. And so it's a place that you strengthen relationships. You develop new relationships. You go and do things where you have this type 2 fun and you both look at each other in the eyes and you go, holy cow, look what we just did. And it creates this bond, right? This no one else can relate to the experience that you just had because you went through this craziness or whatever it is. And then I love that for me, I'm kind of that yellow personality that it's a playground. I love going out and adventure is playtime. And when I experience adventure, it allows me to kind of recharge, rejuvenate, so that when you go back into your work week and have all the stress of life, I'm charged for it. I'm ready for it because I use that experience to recharge me. But I love adventure. I think it's something that, again, you don't have to. My wife and I just went to Mexico, and my wife is someone that is kind of like my opposite. She keeps me in balance. She's not going to go and do these hardcore adventures with me. So when we put an adventure together, it's a much different experience, but we connect. We have all those things I just talked about. It was challenging. It was spiritual. It was a relationship building for us. It was a playground. And so that's the wonderful thing about adventure. It's something that you get to define how that adventure works for you and how you, it becomes a self-discovery or really what you want to get out of it. You get to define what that means, you know? So, but I think everybody should have some type of adventure experience because it's something that just, it propels growth. It makes you, there's those, what the 6 human needs, you know, I think it feeds almost every one of them. And so it's something that I really try to focus on in my own life and then promoting with my client's life.
Yeah, I love that. Jokingly, I kind of makes me laugh because I was thinking that's probably the reason why they do the dates they do on The Bachelor and The Bachelorette, right? The outdoors. Yeah. No, I'm just joking on that. But so you kind of mentioned like comfort zone, getting out of our comfort zone, challenging, you know, how that helps relationships. Have you found any reason why, I mean, what is, when you're out working with clients, why is it so important that we move beyond our limitations? I was really thinking about that when we last had the chance to meet, and, you know, especially probably in these last few years with COVID and everything, we've had to kind of hunker down. But why do you feel like it's so important that we all move beyond our limitations or out of our comfort zone?
Yeah. And see, I think that's another really personal question because I think it revolves around what values of you have developed for what your purpose is for living.
Yeah.
And so when you've defined what those purposes are, I think it's easier to ask that. But I think in one sentence, it's about growth.
Yeah.
If you believe that life is about growth, and again, that I'm kind of referring back to one of the human needs is growth. And if that is something that's important to you, then you understand that growth comes to the junction of breaking through limitations and facing your fears. And so that's why I love adventure, because adventure has been that platform for me that has allowed me to really look at myself and say, okay, what fears am I facing in this wilderness or adventure type environment? And then what I've done is I've taken those over time and learned a process. So when I have to face fears in the wilderness, I can take that same process and apply it to, you know, other environments of my life, my family life, my work life. And so that's why for me, that's why I love adventure in a way that it's a fun way to learn the process for facing fears and breaking limitations. And then once, like for me, I remember I had this kind of breakthrough moment. I was in I was doing a 10-day adventure race in Costa Rica.
Wow.
And I don't know if you, adventure racing is these navigation races where you, it's really from start to finish, you don't stop until you cross the finish line. So,
oh wow.
I was pushing the physical limits of no sleep for 54 hours. And then,
oh my word,
sleeping only 2 hours after that. And then, you're hardly eating compared to the physical things. And after I finished that, I was like, man, I really pushed beyond what I thought was possible. So it kind of activated this mindset of exploring what are the possibilities that I could push myself physically. So I started like, how long can I hold my breath? And I worked up to, I'm almost to 4 minutes. Then I worked up to cold water and balancing on the high line. And so it started, you know, it started this discovery process of what can I push physically. But then as I got older, I was like, the mind is where I love seeing what I can push. What boundaries can I push with my mind? What, you know, anger, anxiety, my social anxieties that I developed, other fears, the fears of speaking. You know, I kind of said that I have that anxiety.
Yeah.
And so I've learned how to go into this mindful process actually of how to face fears in real life from my adventure experiences. And so that has been an amazing transformation for me to, instead of looking at myself and saying, okay, I'm limited and I can't accomplish certain things, I now have this exploration process going and saying, okay, what's my possibilities? And really you kind of get, once you have that epiphany that you can push boundaries with certain things,
right?
You start exploring more possibilities of what you can push or what you can change. And to me, that becomes a defining moment in life, because life isn't boring anymore. You look at, there's a lifetime of things and a lifetime of limitations that you can go, okay, I can change this. I can do this. And it can be in business. It can be in family. It can be physical. It can, but it's fun. It makes life more of a thriving environment instead of just, you know, mundane, you know, stress and, you know, just repeating the same day over and over, or repeating the same things over and over again.
Right. Yeah, I think it's, you know, it seems like we've even got like these primal habits of just pre-programmed of learning how to protect ourselves. And I think that can become paralyzing when we're constantly trying to stay in a comfort zone so that we, you know, we can protect ourselves as kind of our survival habits. But, you know, the thing that I've kind of learned over time is comfort zones lead to depression, and depression can lead to bad things, you know. And so I think it is a matter of you're either growing or you're dying. You're either stretching and getting better, or you're getting worse. I think there's people that tend to believe that there's this middle zone, this comfort zone. It's really not. I think it can become a slippery slope to, you know, depression and other things. So yeah, I love that view on it. And that's why I love what you do as well, because it is, like you said before, it's a fun way to challenge yourself. I kind of think about it like running on a treadmill. Like, it's okay, and you get the exercise, and that's fine. But it's a very mundane, boring way of working out, as opposed to if you were out with somebody trail running or doing something else, you know?
Right.
So that's really cool.
Sometimes it's just like, you know, I was shocked how many of my clients would come and work out with me in my fitness training environment.
Yeah.
And not do anything with it. I was just like, why are you doing this? I mean, for me, I was always like, the purpose for exercising is, my mindset is people exercise to eat whatever they want, right? So they have these sugar addictions, and they're going to say, well, I want to exercise so I can compensate, so I can have my cookies too. But my mindset has always been, I want to use my fitness in an environment that I can utilize it. So I kind of started pushing that on my clients. I would take them on adventures and say, all right, this is what we're specifically training for. And that's actually kind of how my company started, is that, you know, when people were having these wonderful, powerful moments, and they're redefining, you know, some of the things they loved in life, and they got to experience the wilderness, they were like, okay, I want to do more. And so then that became the passionate motive for exercising and eating healthier. And so, I think it's more fun to be outside and play than just go and do the 30-minute treadmill workout, though it has its place.
Sure. But sure. So I know one of the things that really intrigued me is you use this with businesses. So tell me how that works. Maybe give some examples, and then maybe just expound on how does, when you work with a company or a team, how does experiencing that adventure help the business?
Sure. So, you know, adventure again can be a scary word when I present it to a business, because they're thinking, is it something that is going to be risky? Is it something
liability?
Is going to put liability, right? And so I'm cautious how I present it to companies, because I want it to be something that it's has multiple benefits. And what I do with people, it has a culture experience. It can be a team building experience. It can be an experiential learning environment. There's a multiple things that I use adventure for. And then because of the variety of people that are in a business, I have to make sure that the adventure, and again in quotes, is something that can accommodate different fitness and variety of, you know, personality types. So in fact, I just had a wonderful exploratory meeting with a company today that, I don't always actually put the adventure together, and people will come to me and say, hey, our adventure, in this case, they're going and doing a 15-day hiking experience to base camp of Everest.
Oh, wow.
But none of, or they have a lot, and they have this wide spectrum of people where some of them are like athletes.
Yeah.
And some of them have never done this before. So
yeah.
We were exploring, okay, I come in and provide this training program, and there's several different ways that I do the training program, but in this case, it was a 9-month training program where, again, it has a physical training piece that we're going to teach and prepare the bodies for 15 days of day after day exertion on the body.
Yeah.
But then when you go and participate in something like that, there are specific skills that you need to learn to prepare your body for that. So then we teach them about what kind of nutrition you should have, what kind of nutrition you should be eating as you're training, how to prevent blisters. And so I basically, for a business, it's this wonderful journey experience that can bring teams together in a fun environment. And I like to sit down with teams or corporations and develop what their interests are, what their goals and values are, and then determine an event that's specific for them. Now, I have a lot of experience and I have a lot of adventure connections. I personally love to do things that are kind of outside of comfort zones or require some type of skill that they don't have an experience with. So I love paddling experiences. I love canyoneering experiences. But like this experience going to the base camp of Everest, it's not really a technical one, but it really is an experience where we're going to bring this whole group of people over the next 9 months, and they are going to be accountable in the program to get ready, which is going to bring this team together even more. So adventures for business can be used and utilized in so many different aspects, but really what it does is it brings people and teams together in a fun environment that is going to create these defining, memorable moments that become benchmark experiences for your company. I mean, these are the kind of things that become the first, this is my first time doing this. And those become memories that you remember for the rest of your life. And those bonds that come from that type of experience pour into your culture and pour into your company environment. And that's the benefit of having these types of experiences in your business. And so the sky's the limit in the type of adventure. Even like I was down in this Mexico journey, and I was like, man, it would be so cool to have this. I want to call it like the whole enchilada on the Baja. And you put together this experience where you have beach experiences,
yeah,
four-wheeling experiences, food experiences. And, you know, it doesn't have to be this whole fitness experience. It can be something that, I mean, going to Mexico itself is an adventure, right?
Yeah.
And so it's something that, again, brings people together in this common bond experience that they go, wow, that was just, I can't believe that was so amazing. And so that's what I try to do for businesses.
Yeah, I can see so many benefits from that, just from production to employee loyalty, just creating memories. I mean, because nowadays, I think times have changed a little bit where people want more quality of life than they do just a paycheck, you know, and I think quality of life, you know, with certain companies can be more available. And if you think about it, if a company's challenging you to become better and produce more and do, you know, the money comes along with all that stuff. But if you're more fulfilled as a human being, I mean, your affinity and loyalty to that company is going to be, you know, ever going, because where else can you get that? If a company's doing that, somebody else isn't. A lot of that stuff is way more valuable than a paycheck.
Well, so, you know, it's something we've seen really transition more in the last few years is that you're seeing companies trying to create a culture of family.
Yeah.
Work isn't just a place where you come 9 to 5 anymore. It's not a place where you sit at a cubicle. It's a family environment, right? Because you have personality conflicts and you have so many different varieties of people that are in your business, but you have to learn, if your business is going to be a high performance business, to make an environment where everybody says, even though we're indifferent, we can operate with each other. We can love each other, so to speak, and make an environment that is productive and amazing. And even though we're different, and you have to respect that difference. And so, yeah, that's.
Oh, for sure. So tell me, if there's somebody listening right now, we've got a clientele, you know, it's a bunch of business owners, a lot of sole proprietors, stuff like that. How do you recommend, if somebody's just listening to this and they're going, oh, wow, you know, I would love to go out on an adventure, but I'm not one of those people. And I'm not, you know, I can't just go grab a kayak and jump on a river or jump on a side by side or go fly fishing. How do you recommend, if there's a business that's like, man, I would love to do this with my team, but I don't know where to start. How do you recommend that they do it?
Yeah. So when I work with companies, I classify my adventures on a classification scale from 1 to 4.
Okay.
So I like to start the adventures where they're what I call class 1, that really anybody could do it. In fact, I even, for some of the businesses, encourage their families to participate. It's not just even business, that your families, children, whatever, can participate with you in these experiences.
Yep.
And then we, over a period of time, build up to where you can develop more fitness, challenging, risky, whatever your business, you know, whatever your goals are. But it's something that, oh, to me, it's a journey. I don't want to be really lumped as a one and done event, because, I mean, you can go do Top Golf, you can go do a ropes course event and have that experience. And they're wonderful experiences. Really, what my business is about in working with businesses is it's a journey. It's a lifestyle change. It's something that when you walk away from this, you are going to have an event, and the journey that prepped you for that event changes your life, changes you to make better, healthier choices. That's my background. That's my expertise, is health and wellness. But then you apply that in so many other aspects of your life. So when, you know, businesses are starting, just first, you know, trying to get going, it's something that we come and have an exploratory committee, so to speak, and we decide as a committee what's best. I don't like coming in and saying, this is the best experience for you guys, because I want to know what their goals are. I want to know what their values are. And then even like today, when I was meeting with this company that wants to go to Mount Everest Base Camp, as we were brainstorming, we had these ideas of, oh, this is how we could incorporate this into the training program as an incentive to be accountable to the training program.
Oh, yeah.
And so we came together as this collective team saying, this would be the best way to operate an adventure for our company. And so then it's more beneficial for them, you know? And so for me, it's getting started is, let's meet, let's have an exploratory discussion, and then let's see what kind of adventure we can make work best for your company's goals and values.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that. Especially, I love the collaboration too, and being able to have that flexibility. So when you're working with the business, is, and I'm sure it works for everybody, but is there certain types of teams, or if somebody's listening to this kind of going, okay, I want to do this, I've got this team, this team, and this team, is there certain teams that you see it working better for, or is there anything that would trigger someone to say, oh yeah, I need to do this for my sales team or my HR or my accounting team that is sitting in front of my computer all day? Is there any types of teams that you see it working best for?
You know, that's that, you know, I think that would depend on what your goals are for your corporation. So like here's an example. I have worked specifically just with teams. So, you know, I have the financial team come together and it's a team building experience. Mm-hmm. Or we bring actually two teams together and it's an experience where the goal of the adventure experience is to make these two teams come work together in the adventure.
Oh, and yeah.
They have to learn how to operate with each other. So here's one thing that is really amazing about when I work with people. I have guided experiences where I have my guides and they come in and they guide us, and I have non-guided experiences. And what that means is that when they're non-guided, you learn the skills to be able to go do the adventure. And so then we use that as a team building experience, that it could be where we bring two teams that are opposing and they have to learn skills that make them work together. And then they use that as a kind of a launch for how to have discussion in their own teams of, hey, these are some of the issues that we're having between our teams and their communication issues. Let's go have a fun adventure that kind of fabricates that experience that makes us face those issues. Then we have an ability to kind of talk about it in a non-threatening environment or a boardroom environment. So there's multiple ways that we bring teams together. It, again, I think it comes down, what's the goal of the company itself? But I think the biggest thing that a company could understand is the benefit of how adventure brings those teams together. When you have an experience that you might have conflict between teams and all of a sudden you have something that is a fun, memorable experience, it brings a commonality. It brings pride to you, to your overall team. And so
sure,
helps eliminate some of those, you know, some of those challenges or some of those difficulties that arise between teams.
Yeah. Tell me, what type of adventures do you offer? I'm sure it's kind of limitless. You talked about just even, you know, collaborating with a business and coming up with something, but maybe give the listeners an idea of what type, maybe a different scale from a 1 to 4, yeah, and then kind of, yeah, maybe what are some of the more popular, what do you recommend?
So I personally, so when I first start taking people out on adventures, again, I like to do something that is kind of this wow factor. Mm-hmm. So I like to do things that have kind of ropes. So some of the fun adventures that I've taken people on for the first time is like waterfall rappelling, that, oh, wow, it doesn't have this huge physical element, but you're going to have this, you know, experience where you have heights, you're facing your fear of heights, but, and then you have this waterfall that's pouring over the top of you or next to you. And it's just this something you would never do on your own.
Yeah.
And so that is a very popular one. In the wintertime, I do these, it's called zip-fee sledding. It's kind of like you hike and then you zip-fee sled the distance that you hike. So we have these locations where you're hiking up 1 to 2 miles and then you sled down 1 to 2 miles.
Oh my word. That's cool.
And it's so much fun. It brings out the kid and everybody. But then I really love to do canyoneering types of experience with my clients. But at the same time, you know, not everybody's into that. So then there are these experiences that where people develop their own experience. So like I have a group I'm working with right now that it's called the Hout Route. It's a 10-day backcountry ski trip. Wow. Where you go from Chamonix, France to Zermatt, Switzerland, and you're hiking on touring skis for 10 days. Well, I've been training a group for 2 years and then COVID kind of put a kibosh in it. And so we had to throw it on the back burner. And then we're actually getting to go this year. So we put it we're training for it again. So that type of program, it took us with this year, 3 years to train for it. There are a variety of fun activities that we can put that are even, outside of the country, but Utah is where the world comes to travel for a reason. It's a wonderful, true. Beautiful place. And so I really endorse a lot of Utah adventures that are specific to Utah. And that could be even hiking to certain peaks. There's so many awesome peaks in Utah.
Yeah.
We have the desert experience. We have the in-between, but mount biking, road riding, you name it. I've really put a lot of adventures into, or a lot of variety of adventures for people that accomplish.
So I'm definitely going to include your information in here. So if somebody has additional questions or wants to reach out or, wants more information, for sure. Tell me, obviously this is the Be Memorable podcast. One thing that I always ask people, what are you currently doing as you grow your business and you connect with others? What are you currently doing to make yourself and your company memorable? How are you standing out?
I love that question, really, Ty, because my life's platform is about that. I think when you create memorable moments in your life and those become benchmark moments in your life, you learn to grow, learn to appreciate, you become grateful even for the hard parts of life. I really think it's those memorable moments are not just the memorable moments where you cash in on your highest revenue day or, memorable moments are when you dug yourself out of the deepest hole and you go, look what I did and look how I got there and look what I learned during that journey. And so, I'm at a point in life where I'm kind of looking, I'm young, I'm almost 50, but at the same time, I'm old enough that I'm seeing this little tunnel of light of that's the end of my life right there.
Yeah.
And so it's really made me reflect on what I want to do over the next 20 years of my life. And I have a lot of things, goals that are for character development, business goals that leave a legacy for, for people to learn and my family to grow. And so I really have been focusing on what are those benchmarks that get me to my goals? What are those habits? What are those moments? And so adventure is a large part of that. I've watched and observed my clients over the last 20 years age, and I'm watching and going, man, I've got about 15 years left where I can really push myself physically.
Yeah.
And so over the next 15 years, I've actually started kind of writing a bucket list of really intense adventures for me and some of my clients and some for my friends that are going to push the physical and emotional limits of adventure, so to speak. And I actually, my daughter who's in school right now for cinematography, I've said, this might be something in 20 years you can create a documentary and show kind of the, because I want to show that if you take care of your body, and that's not just physically, that's through nutrition, that's through your mental health, that's through balancing all the components of your life, you can really have a high performance level of adventure my goal is until at least 65. So 15 more adventures, that are really intense. So hopefully I got 15 really intense, memorable moments coming my way.
That's awesome. Well, thanks, Aaron, for sharing your wisdom, your time.
Thank you.
Your knowledge about adventure. Like I said, I will include your information into the body of this if people want to get a hold of you or learn more about you and what you're up to. And until next time.
Awesome. Thank you, Ty.
Thank you so much for listening to the Be Memorable podcast. I hope you took a ton of value from this episode. If you don't mind, please leave us a review. That helps us get the show out there. It also allows us to add more value to others. Thanks again.